This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you're on Saturday Magazine with Tass and Macca. Our guest Macca is
Anna Brown, CEO of Equality Australia. And Anna, I just wanted to encapsulate for you, we did have a discussion earlier with David Davis, the Shadow Minister for Equality. He said that the Parliamentary Liberal Party has not made up its mind yet on the legislation. They will be doing that early next week. He did state that he believes conversion practices should be based on the science, that he hasn't seen any science that proves they're worthy or that they work. I did sense a little bit of hedging there, although both himself and Michael O'Brien have said on this program they don't support conversion practices. So,
I think they went as far as saying that they're opposed to conversion practices, but they wouldn't go as far as saying that they would support the bill. Anna, what are you hearing? Yeah. Tell us what you're hearing around the traps.
Well, that's really interesting, Tass and Macca, and also thanks for having me on. Lovely to chat to you again. I just wonder also whether David Davis has met with any survivors of conversion practices, because I think that would be a pretty useful perspective before the Liberal Party makes its mind up on this issue. And I'd strongly urge, all parliamentarians to actually hear from those directly affected before making up their mind on this legislation, and let's hope they do. We're hearing that there's a lot of activity there with the... I mean, we're seeing the Australian Christian Lobby really mobilise against this legislation. I don't think... really, there's any limit to their cruelty against our community when you think about the already staggeringly high rates of suicide and mental health, and the fact that they're so determined to campaign against a law that will protect our community from this sort of abusive practice that causes lifelong and profound damage. It's really pretty shocking and disgraceful. So I'm seeing and hearing that they're being very active, which is why I think we absolutely need to get behind this legislation. It's actually a really common sense law that prevents serious injury from being a cause to our community, and sends a really strong message that these sorts of practices aren't acceptable in Victoria today.
Interestingly, Anna, I commend him for this. David Davis said that he encourages folk to contact their local MP and let them know their thoughts on this legislation. That says to me that he's probably got a lot in his inbox, and perhaps there's not a lot of balance on either side there in what he's getting. But that was good that he said that. Now, on the Equality Australia website, if people go to it, there's some information about this matter, but also how to contact your MP. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. If people go to our website, equalityaustralia.org.au, there's information there about the bill. There's information about how to get in a tool that will help you contact your local MP. We'd encourage you to share your own story, particularly if you're a person of faith, particularly if you're part of the LGBTIQ community and just how important it is that we have laws and that protect us from harm and that affirm us as whole and valid just as we are. So certainly very much this is the time to contact your local Member of Parliament. This is the time to make sure your voice is heard before a decision, before the vote is cast in Parliament next week, and before the party, I guess the Liberal Party room meets early in the week to decide what their position is. So I can't stress enough how important it is for people to just take 5 minutes out of their day and contact their MP today.
And in fact, are you saying that we should be talking to all MPs or just Liberal MPs?
Oh, no, I think all.
All, definitely all. But I think just in the context of the David Davis interview, they've indicated they're making up their mind. We know the government is supporting this legislation, but I think it's really important for also government MPs and certainly the crossbench down the track, probably the most important piece in this puzzle, to all hear from people in their electorates. So, you know, there's lots of Labor MPs in electorates where the Christian lobby is mobilising many people to send letters, and I think it would be really heartening and important for everyone, every MP, to hear from people that actually care about our community and care about protecting LGBTIQ people from lifelong trauma.
And what we'll do is, Anna, we'll obviously, you know, we always put podcasts up, but the conversation with yourself, the one we've had with Roe Ellen, the one we will have with Fiona Patton, and the one we have with David Davis.
We'll prioritise them.
We'll make sure.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Equality Australia can always link to those. We love it when you do that. I think one of the challenges here, Anna, is, and Roe touched on it a little bit, and myself, I know a couple of people of our community who are also of faith, and the real challenges that presents to them, not to everyone, but to some. And balancing that, which is what the politicians say, I have a different view, that it's not a balance, it's actually what is factual and what's not. But the Australian Christian Lobby are using people's beliefs and faiths to discriminate, but also to encourage people to indulge in dangerous practices, you know, that damage people. We know people in the past have taken their lives as a result of these practices. Do you have some thoughts?
Yeah.
Do you have some thoughts on that, Anna? I mean, I actually often think of them as the Australian Cruelty Lobby.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's really important to remember that no matter the belief, no one has the right to endanger someone's life or cause them substantial, you know, lifelong trauma, and or target anyone based on their sexual orientation or gender identity, knowing that they'll cause harm. And that's what this law will protect. So the idea that it somehow silences speech or limits parental rights, well, to the extent that they cause harm, so that, to me, that's no balance. There's no balance. It's like the balance is just a misnomer. This is about protecting people from harm, and that's where the law kicks in. And people are, you know, if an individual is caught up in these sorts of practices and wants to take a complaint forward, there's a facilitated process with the commission that's purely consent-based, and it's educative, and it's about changing people's awareness of primarily the harm that's caused by these practices. So it's a very nuanced and careful piece of legislation. It's got the criminal offences where there's proven injury, but then an individual consent-based process where there's facilitation by the commission, and then when there's a serious or systemic issue, I'm sure you've heard about this from the other speakers, but the commission can investigate. So for me, it's a very carefully thought through and balanced scheme that really offers, you know, multiple avenues to address what is a really harmful practice that we know is prevalent in the community. The idea that it's
disappeared.
It's disappeared is completely incorrect. I know, just even you know, some recent reports by ACON, admittedly in New South Wales, but looking at the impact in multicultural communities, yeah. because I think there's a risk sometimes that we focus too much on Christian and evangelical communities that are, you know, or just Anglo-Saxon experiences, but... You know, there's a 2011 report by ACON and the Arab Council, which found that 7 out of 32 same-sex attracted respondents from Arabic-speaking backgrounds had been sent to a doctor or religious leader to be cured. You know, that, and then a more recent report as well. So the it's out there, it's happening. And this idea, when you were reporting back on the interview with David Davis, the idea that it's should be stopped because it's not effective. It should be stopped because it's harmful.
Even if it
did work, I don't think that's any excuse or justification. And it's been denounced by a number of credible medical associations and bodies. So it's not. I mean, the idea that anyone could support be on the side of these sorts of practices is really quite unforgivable in 2020 in Australia.
I find the biggest challenge with this, Anna, is that people like the Australian Christian Lobby and people of a very strong faith actually want to be able to change what God has created. That's what they want to change.
That's a nice way of putting it, Megan.
They think they're God. They think they're God. They want to change what God created.
Yeah, and I think they're just a losing sight of the fact that what they're doing is profoundly harming people. Oh. And there's it's really difficult to think of anything more profoundly harmful than being told that something that's innate to who you are or inherent to who you are makes you sick or broken.
Yeah. Tess.
So, Anna, we could talk about this all afternoon, of course, and it's still AM, but we are out of time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
just again, if you can just remind our listeners what the call to action is and where they can get more information if they need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just hop onto our website, equalityaustralia.org.au. We have a page dedicated to the conversion bill in Victoria. You can read about the legislation, email your MP using the tool on that page, and we'd encourage you to please take 5 minutes out of your day and do that right now.
Really easy, isn't
and
it?
And make sure your voice is heard. Yep. Easy as possible.
A couple of clicks for justice, Tess.
A couple of clicks for justice, like that. Anna, thank you very much for your time this morning. Always great to have you on our show. If we don't speak with you between now and the new year, best wishes for the season and, of course, the new year. And we look forward to many more conversations with you in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. Best wishes to you both too, and the whole Joy audience.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.